Chapter 11. Earning Your Motorcycle License. Safe riding requires knowledge and skill. To earn your license, you must pass both the knowledge test and skills test covering information in this manual. To pass, you must study this manual thoroughly and practice the skills and techniques discussed. Rider Skill Test. The Secretary of State's office administers the Rider Skill Test. Applicants for a Class L or Class M license are required to pass this examination. Exception. Persons age 18 and older who hold a valid Illinois driver's license and have successfully completed a motorcycle training course approved by IDOT are not required to pass this test at a driver services facility. Those persons already will have passed a skills test at the end of the training course and must show an IDOT Motorcycle Rider Education Course completion card dated after January 1, 1993, in addition to proper identification. IDOT Motorcycle Rider Education Course completion cards are valid for 1 year after the issue date. The Rider Skill Test is designed to measure vehicle handling skills in an off-street paved area approximately 30 feet by 75 feet. Lines are painted within this area to delineate the following four exercises. An equipment check is conducted prior to the examination. To receive a motorcycle license with full privileges, Illinois law requires the maneuvers be performed as designed. If you test on a three-wheeled vehicle, a J11 restriction, three-wheeled motorcycle only, will be added until completion of a two-wheeled test. If you test on a four-wheel vehicle, a J17 restriction, four-wheeled motorcycle only, will be added. You also may be tested on your ability to know your motorcycle and your riding limits. Accelerate, brake and turn safely. See, be seen and communicate with others. Adjust speed and position to the traffic situation. Stop, turn and swerve quickly. Make critical decisions and carry them out. Examiners may score on factors related to safety such as selecting safe speeds to perform maneuvers, choosing the correct path and staying within boundaries, completing normal and quick stops, completing normal and quick turns or swerves. The test will be terminated if the driver falls or drops the motorcycle at any time, commits an unsafe act, for example, loses control, raises the front wheel off the ground, uses excessively high speed, etc. Obtains enough points, 11 or more, to constitute a failure. Testing time exceeds a reasonable time limit. Two-wheel and three-wheel motorcycles. Many variations of vehicles are commercially available and have driven the need for different tests. Understanding the differences among these vehicles is important when selecting or administering a rider skill test. A common term is track and refers to the number of separate wheel impressions on a soft surface if the vehicle was driven in a straight line through it. Two-wheel rider skill test. Engine stalling. Points are assessed if you stall your engine at any time during any exercise. Stalling the engine 4 times during this test is an automatic failure. Exercise 1. Cone weave, normal stop. When signaled, ride to the right of the first cone, to the left of the second, and so on. Weave past all 5 cones without touching or skipping a cone. Turn left and ride toward this side of the course. Make a smooth non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. When stopped, your front tire must not touch the painted lines. Remain stopped. Exercise 2. Turn from a stop, U-turn. When signaled, make a right turn between the boundary lines. Do not touch either line. Diagonally, cross to the opposite side of the range and make a left U-turn inside the painted box at the far end of the range. Do not touch the solid line, motorcycles 600cc or more, or the dashed line, motorcycles less than 600cc, or put a foot down. Stop with your front tire inside the box and wait for further instructions. Exercise 3. Quick stop. Position your motorcycle on the start tee. When signaled, accelerate straight up this path. Stabilize your speed between 12 and 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire crosses the second line, stop as fast as you safely can. You will not lose points if you skid. Once stopped, do not allow your motorcycle to roll in either direction. Exercise 4, Obstacle Swerve. Start at the same start tee. When signaled, accelerate straight up this path. Stabilize your speed between 12 and 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passes the second line, swerve to the right, left. Avoid the obstacle line and stay inside the sideline. Do not touch either line. Stop smoothly and wait for further instructions. 3-wheel, 4-wheel rider skill test. Engine stalling. Points are assessed if you stall your engine at any time during any exercise. Stalling the engine 4 times during this test is an automatic failure. Exercise 1. Left turn, normal stop. Accelerate straight ahead and make a sharp left turn between the outside boundary lines and the cone marker. Do not touch lines or the cone. Ride toward the end of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. Left front tire on vehicles with 2 front tires. When stopped, your front tire must not touch the painted lines. Remain stopped. Exercise 2, Cone Weave, Turn from a Stop. When signaled, ride to the left of the first cone, to the right of the second and to the left of the third. Weave past all 3 without touching or skipping any of the cones. Turn right at the end of the course and stop at the start tee facing the other side of the course. When signaled, make a right turn between the boundary lines and the cone. Do not touch the outside boundary lines or the cone. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box and wait for further instructions. Exercise 3, Quick Stop. Position your motorcycle on the start tee. When signaled, accelerate straight up this path. Stabilize your speed between 12 and 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire overhang crosses the second line, stop as fast as you safely can. You will not lose points if you skid. Once stopped, do not allow your vehicle to roll in either direction. Exercise 4, Obstacle Swerve. Start at the same start tee. When signaled, accelerate straight up this path. Stabilize your speed between 12 and 18 miles per hour by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire overhang passes the second line, swerve to the right, left. Avoid the obstacle line and stay to the inside of the sideline. Do not touch either line. Stop smoothly and wait for further instructions. Required equipment. No motorcycle or motor-driven cycle may be legally operated on a street or highway without the following required equipment. Brakes. Motorcycles must have brakes on both wheels, with a separate means of application for each wheel or 2 separate means of application on the rear wheel. Motor-driven cycles must have either a hand-operated or foot-operated brake on at least 1 wheel, preferably the rear wheel. Eye protection. Both driver and passenger must be protected by glasses, goggles, or a transparent windshield. Footrests. No passengers may be carried except in a sidecar or enclosed cab, unless the vehicle is equipped for passengers with footrests adjusted to fit the passenger. Handlebars. Handlebars should not be higher than the height of the head of the operator when seated in the normal driving position astride that portion of the seat or saddle occupied by the operator. The operator must keep at least 1 hand on the handlebar grip at all times the motorcycle is in motion. Headlights. At least 1 white light, visible for 500 feet, must be lighted whenever the motorcycle is being operated on streets or highways. A device to modulate the high beam of the headlamp may be used except when lighted lamps are required for all vehicles. Horn. Must be heard for 200 feet. License plate light. 1 white license plate light must be lighted whenever the headlight is on and must make the license plate visible at least 50 feet away. Muffler. Must be in constant operation and properly maintained to prevent any excessive or unusual noise. Modification of an exhaust system for the purpose of increasing the noise level is prohibited by law. Rearview mirror. Must reflect a view of at least 200 feet. Seat. Drivers are prohibited from carrying passengers unless the vehicle has been designed to carry two people. Everyone riding a motorcycle must sit astride the seat, face forward, with one leg on each side of the motorcycle. Stoplight. One red light, actuated by the brake and visible for 500 feet. Taillight. One red light, visible for 500 feet. Note. Although a helmet is not required equipment under Illinois law, a rider who wears a properly fitted helmet greatly reduces the chance of receiving a fatal head injury in an accident, regardless of the vehicle's traveling speed.